Australian heroines of World War I, Gallipoli, Lemnos and the Western Front, written by Susanna DeVries and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. On August 1914, Louise Mack, a Sydney journalist working for London's Daily Mail, became the world's first accredited female war correspondent. The paper praised her courage in remaining in Antwerp when the Belgian port was besieged and shelled by the Germans. After German soldiers captured the city, Louise risked her life to write about the German atrocities against civilians and was lucky to escape with her life. Back in London and acclaimed as a heroine, Louise was commissioned to write a book about the atrocities committed by German soldiers against Belgian civilians. She became a trailblazer several decades before Martha Gellhorn, the first American female war correspondent, reported on the Spanish Civil War for New York's Collier's magazine. Both these charismatic female writers led colourful lives. Martha Gellhorn, daughter of a Jewish American doctor, had an affair with the famous Ernest Hemingway and became, briefly, his third wife. In Tuscany, Louise had a passionate affair with Italy's most famous author and bore his illegitimate child. Deeply affected by the plight of Belgian refugees, whose homes had been torched by the Germans, she donated royalties from her war memoir to the Red Cross and helped to resettle thousands of Belgian refugees in England. Her writings reveal that the Germans repeated the same brutal modus operandi they employed in World War I in its sequel, World War II, on the Jews. Louise escaped from an alcoholic husband heading for bankruptcy. Encouraged by her barrister brother, in the era before divorce became possible, Louise worked as a journalist and magazine editor in London and Tuscany under her married name of Creed. An attractive, intelligent, witty woman, she was also impulsive, reckless, and very impractical. Louise's successor as a pioneer female war correspondent was the American journalist and novelist Martha Gellhorn, who was far shrewder and more hard-headed than the impulsive Louise. Gellhorn was determined to marry well and ended her days a wealthy woman.